Scoliosis Dialogues, and I'm Dr. Trowbridge, and I'm the co-chairman of the 31st IMS meeting in San Diego in 2023. And I have a guest today, which is Lorenzo Costa from UMC Utrecht in the Netherlands. Welcome. Congratulations, Lorenzo. You won the first Innovation Award. That means the attendees of this meeting and the IMS committee believe that you had the most innovative study that you presented. Can you tell us a little bit more about your team and the study that you did and what you were analyzing?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for this honor, of course, to win the first Innovation Award prize. So our study is radiation-free assessment of the 3D morphology of adolescent neuropathic sclerotic patients. We use MRI scans to analyze all our images. My team, I'm the first author of the manuscript and of the paper. My team is Peter LaFranca, Tyler van der Velden, and Dr. Tom Schlosser, and Dr. Peter Saving, who's the person, the mind behind this new technology, and Professor Castellane, who is our supervisors of the team. Basically what we do, we just scans with a specific MRI sequence the patients, and out of this simple 3D MRI sequence and via convolutional neural network, we can perform a AI-generated synthetic CT. So everything is radiation-free, which I believe is a very good thing for our patients and probably also for the physicians and the rest of the staff.
Let me ask you one question in between. So I think your project was on scoliosis patients and you reproduced the COP angle based on just MRI, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that correct?
Yeah, indeed. So we analyzed the COP angle as in the normal ways how everybody does. The only difference is that we didn't use the normal MRI scan, normal MRI sequence, but perform our synthetic CT out of the bone MRI, and out of it we could perfectly analyze our deformity.
So what were your findings?
Well, we could detect very well the deformity, which was something that was very astonishing. Actually, we were already working on the synthetic CT technique for other parts, but we were not sure how this technology could work with adolescents, so persons that are still growing, and with high deformities. And most of all, we were quite afraid of possible artifacts because, as you know, people have to breathe during an MRI scan, so we were afraid that these movements might have caused some artifacts, mainly on the thoracic side part.
So can I say it's you found that it's quite reliable and that you may not need any X-rays anymore? Are we that far already or not yet?
Well, this is not the first study about the synthetic CT. There are multiple different studies. And for example, there is a study from Morbet et al. From 2020, I think, in which they compared, in this case, the synthetic CT and then the standard CT of the same patients, of course, and they noticed that it is very reliable and the difference is between plus minus 0.5 millimeters. So it's very, very accurate, I would say.
So in Utrecht, maybe you know, I know that you're not a surgeon, but maybe you know, has this done its way in the clinical practice already, or is it just still?
We are working on it.
You're working on it.
Yeah. So now we are working on a protocol that can be utilized for clinical purposes.
So what are the next steps?
Well, the next step for sure is to make a bigger group so that we can analyze more scoliotic spines from adolescent patients, and possibly to compare them with actual and standard CT. Moreover, what we would like like to do is to go to navigation surgery, so in order to have a completely radiation-free technique also preoperatively and operatively.
That sounds great. Well, congratulations again for this award, which is, I think, a great award because it goes to the best innovative paper. And I hope to hear more from your team in the future. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
So now we have two new guests here, and we have the both White Cloud Award winners. And we have Dr. Naresh Babu, who won the best clinical paper, and Dr. Cheng Wu, who won the best basic research paper. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So maybe let's start with Dr. Naresh Babu. So give us a little bit more information. Where are you from? Who is in your team, and what did you study?
Yeah, so I am from India. So I basically come from south part of India. So I am a director and chief spine surgeon of Mallika Spine Center, Guntur, Andhra Pradesh, which is in the southern part of India. So our study is basically on cervical myelopathy. So we all use to treat patients with basing on the MRI, but all the information what we get on MRI is on supine MRI. But many times it happens the patients will have symptoms more when they are sitting and they are flexing neck and extending the neck. So we identified 10 patients who had cervical myelopathy with the specific signal cord signal changes, but MRI didn't show any compression. So we subjected these patients into dynamic MRI, wherein the patients were asked to sit in MRI, which is a positional MRI. This MRI machine has got a potential to actually tilt the table into 90 degrees. Once the patient gets into sitting posture, the natural head weight falls on the neck and it reveals the occult compression which is already existing and causing the signal intensity changes.
There was very impressive photos that you showed.
Yes.
Is that part of your clinical practice already, or is it just a small project?
So it's a part of clinical practice already, it's established.
Okay, so what did you find? Was there a big difference between sitting or motion MRI and
huge difference in motion MRI is compared to those patients who had signal changes on MRI without supine MRI showing compression. When they were subjected to supine, there is more than 50% of canal stenosis. So when the patients are bending forwards, there is a stretching of the cord happening over the disc. And when they are extending, there is a ligamentum problem buckling and there is a stenosis happening at the level of compression.
So maybe a very naive question or a simple question, but of those patients that you tested, how many percent would you say you were surprised to see different MRIs in a different position?
All the patients. Because
okay.
None of these patients showed any compression on supine MRI, but they had symptoms and their symptoms were progressing. So we had to address some of them. So we had this concept of dynamic compression. We wanted to test this dynamic compression, and once we are convinced with stenosis, then we operated on these patients. Actually, when there is no compression in the MRI, it's very difficult to suggest a surgery, and patient is again deteriorating. So once we identified there is a compression which is revealed on sitting with the head weight loading onto the spine, so we are confident and we are able to correct the problem, and the patients are quite happy with that.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Let's
move over to Cheng Wu. Congratulations for winning the White Cloud Award for the best basic paper. And I know this is a huge project, and everyone's just can't believe what kind of work you're doing there. So I would like to take the chance. Please, again, introduce yourself, maybe members of your team, where you're from, and try in simple words, what did you analyze and what did you find?
Thank you, Herb. I'm Dr. Qian Yuzhuang from Peking Union Medical College Hospital, China. I'm from Beijing. Actually, this study is about the etiology research of AIS. So as a surgeon, we all know that we call this scoliosis as idiopathic because we don't know the reason for that. Although then we can do very good surgeries for the patient, or we can use a brace to help a patient to control the curve, but the patient still needs a surgery, the big trauma, or have to wear the braces for over 20 years every day. So it's our dream that we can find something that we can, like genetic research, genetic therapy that can help our patients to avoid the surgical injury. So actually, this time I just report the latest part of our 20 years of serial study. This study is under the support of our two chairs, Professor Guixin Chu and Professor Terry Jianguo Chang. So I have a good medical basic research team. I'm very lucky that helped me to do the basic research for around 20 years. So this part is actually a single cell sequencing. We just found some important findings and we prove it through the further functional experiments, and we further perform pseudo time analysis to see the dynamic changes of the differential genes during the cell development. So actually, this is a part of our research. We have a lot of things on the way. We're still working on it. I hope that I can report the further achievement in the future as well as well MSP.
Thank you very much. I mean, it was great to see you, what you have done already and what you have achieved. Again, very simple, very naive questions, but how far are you on your way to finding the reason for scoliosis? Would you say you're at 1% or at 95%?
I guess probably just maybe 5%, I guess.
So very 20 years of work, so much work, but still it's so complicated.
Because
right?
it's only our team's work. That's why this time our team uploaded all our original data into the GEO database, which is free and open to all. We sincerely hope that all the groups, all the teams in this field who have interest in this topic can join us on the exploration so we can work together to find the etiology of AIS. So that's our dream.
Thank you very much for that explanation. Now I have the feeling I understand it a little bit at least. Again, thank you and congratulations to both of you for winning the White Cloud Award. And hope to hear more from you in the next meeting.
Thank you so much.